Proclamation number 6383 of 22nd of October, 1955. Using the graces of the work of redemption. Only few people make use of the graces of my act of salvation. I died on the cross for all people. Everyone can be redeemed from sin and death through my work of mercy. No human being is exempt unless he himself offers resistance by not acknowledging me in my act of salvation, by excluding himself from the circle of those ready-made through my blood, that he thereby consciously becomes a follower of the one who is to blame for sin and death. Every person who places himself under my cross, who carries his burden of sin to me, will become free. The kingdom of light, which was closed before my death on the cross, is opened to him. For I have made the sacrifice of atonement for him so that he will become free from all guilt. But anyone who does not accept my sacrifice avoids the cross, he stands apart, and my act of love and mercy remains completely without impression and effect on him. Even though this sacrifice was also meant for him, even though he can also release himself from all guilt, but he cannot be redeemed against his will because he voluntarily sides with my adversary. My act of salvation was meant for all people, yet only very few make use of it. The spiritual hardship on earth could not have taken on such proportions if he, who sacrificed himself for humanity so that it might attain beatitude, were more remembered. If you humans would remember the immense love of the man Jesus, which was meant for all of you, the people of the present, past and future, whom he wanted to redeem from the great guilt which separated them from me. The man Jesus was so full of love that I myself was able to dwell in him, that his external form was able to shelter me in all fullness, and that his love gave him the strength to suffer and die for you humans on the cross. And you should always remember this infinite love and also want to share in the blessings which the man Jesus has acquired for you. They are so abundantly available to you, and you need only ever call upon him for salvation, and your call will not be in vain, for the work of mercy was only brought for you so that you could experience help in your weakness, in every spiritual and earthly adversity. For you should become free from your jailer, from the one who has kept you in bondage for eternity and in whose chains you still languish and would languish forever if you did not call upon me myself as your Redeemer Jesus Christ to set you free. Why do you not make use of the graces of the work of salvation? Why do you not ask Jesus to strengthen your will? Why do you not carry your burden of sin under his cross? You can never free yourselves from that power on your own. You must have help. You must surrender yourselves to the Savior Jesus Christ and thereby declare your will that you detach yourselves from my adversary. And you will succeed with ease, because the man Jesus died for this, that you will be strengthened to resist the enemy of your souls. But without me you will achieve nothing. Without me you are too weak and you will remain eternally bound in his power. You have to make the decision yourselves, but you humans should not reject the divine Redeemer Jesus Christ. You should not presume to regard him merely as a human being. You should ask for clarification if the mystery of God's incarnation is not yet comprehensible to you. You should demand and request the truth from God, and the right understanding for this will be given to you because I want to redeem all of you, because I died for all of you on the cross and therefore want you to recognize and acknowledge me and my work. Because I want you to also become free from sin and death and be able to enter the kingdom of light which I have opened for you through my death. Amen.